It's 2025, and if your B2B marketing strategy for the new year doesn't include improving your ad targeting, you know what I'm about to say, right? Your ads can get lost in the noise. LinkedIn ads can help by ensuring your message makes it to the right audience, and that is so key if you are running a business or you are trying to find the best people for the openings in your company. With LinkedIn ads, you can precisely reach professionals who are more likely to find your ad relevant. Stand out with LinkedIn ads and start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. You will have direct access to and build relationships with decision makers, a billion members, 130 million decision makers. I know as a small business owner, I have to be on LinkedIn because that's where everyone's at. And if you are trying to propel your B2B business in 2025, what better place to be than LinkedIn? 79% of B2B content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. Go where the best is. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/TED Audio to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/TED Audio. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn. The place to be, to be. Support for this show comes from Mint Mobile. If saving more and spending less is one of your goals for 2025, why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for wireless? That's a question that I used to ask myself, but I don't now because I switched to Mint Mobile. It's the easiest way to save. I couldn't believe how easy it was to save, and I can't believe how much I was overpaying for my mobile service. You can maximize your savings with Mint Mobile with plans starting at $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I actually got this plan for my daughter who now has a mobile plan. She has a $15 a month 3-month plan and we have loved it. The coverage has been great. It's supremely reliable. So you can say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/talks. That's mintmobile.com/talks. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/talks. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy, comfy. I'm cozy, cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes, blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. You've probably seen in the grocery store the salad dressing bearing the face of actor Paul Newman. It's called Newman's Own, and it turns out the brand gives 100% of its profit to purpose-driven causes. All of it. In her 2024 talk, the president and CEO of Newman's Own Foundation, Alex Amuyel, sheds light on the ingredients it takes for other companies to follow suit.
I was at a restaurant in Miami a few months ago in the now super trendy Wynwood District. Right at the center of the menu, I noticed a $26 cauliflower topped with goat's cheese and shishito herb vinaigrette. Now, $26 for cauliflower might already make you angry. But what my friends and I found particularly absurd was the restaurant's proud announcement that if you purchased this one dish, they would give 1% of the proceeds to environmental nonprofits. So let's do the math. That's 26 cents, and we can solve climate change. Yay! And it was just this one dish on the menu. You wanted to order the burrata with sudachi green tomatoes? Tough luck for the planet. This restaurant is not the only culprit when it comes to paying lip service to corporate giving. this type of greenwashing, in my mind, is worse than doing nothing because it obscures who's doing really good work from who's good at marketing the very little that they do. So you have to read the labels and the fine print. And I have to admit, this is an occupational hazard of mine. I am the president and CEO of Newman's Own Foundation, and our mission is to nourish and transform the lives of children who face adversity. What makes us unique is that the foundation owns a food company. 100% of the profits and royalties from the sale of Newman's Own product go to the foundation in service of our mission. So when we put cauliflower on our pizza, it's 100% we give away, not 1%. When I tell people what I do for a living, the most common reaction I get is, wow, I grew up with your salad dressing in my refrigerator, but I had no idea you gave 100% of profits away. 100%? Really? You should put that on the label. Yes, we do put that on the label. Every label. But I understand the confusion. Our message sometimes gets lost in a sea of greenwashed products to the point that it's almost unbelievable when we say we give 100% away. But we've been doing this for 40 years. And I realize it sounds unbelievable or even radical to build a business and then give all the money away. But you know what sounds more unbelievable to me? That we live in a world where children still go to school hungry. A world where only the fortunate few win the lottery of birth and have the choice with what they do with their waking hours. So when we have that choice, why would we choose to build organizations to optimize click rates to get us addicted to stuff we don't need just to maximize shareholder value? Why not build organizations set up to maximize impact? We need different models, systems, and institutions. And I firmly believe organizations like ours that are 100% for purpose can show us the way. They can serve as proof points for doing business, philanthropy, and yes, capitalism differently. And this is not about tearing capitalism down. On the contrary, it's about using its mighty power for justice. Bold ambition, I know. And it all starts with salad dressing. Or, as our founder, Paul Newman, would say, using salad dressing for shameless exploitation in pursuit of the common good. Paul Newman, actor, race car driver, activist, and a man obsessed with good salad dressing. Obsessed. So much so that he decided to turn his obsession into a business. Paul and his friend Hotch invested $40,000 of their own funds to get Newman's Own started. After a year, they had turned a profit of $300,000. That surprised them, rightfully so. It's the type of quick return even a venture capitalist would be delighted with today. But it's what Paul did next that most surprised him. He gave it all away. So, since 1982, Paul and Newman's Own have given away over $500 million to good causes. And this helped spark what I call the 100% for purpose movement. Our 100% for purpose club is small, but mighty. Patagonia joined our ranks a few years ago. There's also Grameen in Bangladesh, Humanitix from Australia, and the Self-Employed Women's Association in India, founded by activist Ella Bhatt, which now counts over 2 million members. 100% for purpose organizations combine the best of the for-profit and non-profit business models. They can be organizations truly devoted to serving people and the planet while still operating sustainably. They also avoid the pitfalls of both models. Constantly having to beg for money in the nonprofit world, or having to put shareholder interest above all else, no matter the cost to the planet and its inhabitants. So, how do you make 100% for purpose business working practice? I told you this was about salad dressing. And so, just like any good salad dressing, it's the alchemy of the right ingredients. First ingredient, make a profit. Sounds obvious, but we know many companies who never have. And Listen, this is not about making a profit in your first year, but you have to remember, if your goal is to give away as much money as you can, you want a good business and product with steady positive cash flow. From Australia, Adam McCurdy and Josh Ross set out to create a 100% for purpose business from the ground up. They founded an event ticketing company called Humanitix, not because they thought, wow, ticketing, such a cool industry. On the contrary, they saw a promising market because people hate ticketing platforms with high fees, bad customer service, and monopolistic trading practices. One of these companies recently got into trouble with the US Justice Department and Taylor Swift. Honestly, I don't know which one is worse. People thought Adam and Josh were also radical because they built a high-growth tech business without taking $1 from venture capital. But I'm happy to say that in 8 years, they're profitable and have already given away close to $7 million in grant funding. Which brings me to ingredient number two, raise money right. You can't give away 100% of your profits today or in the future if you give away control to investors who are not aligned with your vision. Yvan Chouinard, the founder of Patagonia, declared Earth to be the company's only shareholder in September 2022 to great fanfare. He could only do this because he had kept Patagonia private for over 50 years. And let me be clear, this doesn't mean you can't raise money as 100% for purpose business. By definition, you're trying to be cash flow positive. That makes you attractive to banks and lenders for loans. You can also tap into sources few for-profits typically have access to, grants and impact investments, for example. All of this brings me to ingredient number three, reverse the governance. People often assume that as I head up a corporate foundation, I report into the food company CEO. It's actually the opposite, and that makes all the difference. When Paul died in 2008, he gifted the food company to the foundation. That was heavily discouraged at the time. Congress had passed a law in 1969 making it hard for foundations to own more than small stakes in for-profit businesses to close a tax loophole. Newman's Own worked with legislators to support the passing of the Philanthropic Enterprise Act in 2018, paving the way for this new type of organizations and allowing nonprofits to own corporate entities under the right circumstances. To align with the Philanthropic Enterprise Act, we keep the food company and foundation quite separate with two distinct boards of independent directors. Because the governance is reversed, the food company's board reports to the foundation's board. We have a common brand, but the foundation's dollars can't be used to market the products, and the food company can't tell us what organizations or causes to give to. And unlike a number of private foundations, we don't have an endowment. Why? First, because Paul said, let's give it all away. He didn't say, let's hoard it first so we can exist in perpetuity and then just sit there giving away the 5% minimum required by law. Overall, I love being endowment free because our donors are the millions of consumers who buy Newman's Own products. And we give away all that we can every year because children who face adversity in the US cannot wait. Fourth and final ingredient, forget the competition. They are playing by the rules that got us to where we are today. You have to trust that being 100% for purpose is the way to win over customers, employees, and realize your mission. Yes, you can't give company stock options, but you can provide your employees with good salaries, great benefits, and a real sense of purpose. And that's what 95% of college graduates are looking for in a job. You might not have the dollars for big splashy ads, and you can't slash your prices so low and lose money to meet your competition if they're willing to do that to gain market share. But 66% of customers, and especially 91% of millennials, say they would switch to a new product from a purpose-driven company. Most importantly, remember the end game. Success is about being all in for impact and showing everyone there's a different way to do business and capitalism. Imagine what we could do if 10% of US companies joined our ranks, or 10% of global companies. The last thing I'll say is this. Paul used to tell the kids with cancer he met at the summer camps he founded to go raise a little hell. And perhaps a little hell raising is exactly what we need to fix this absurd world where some people can afford $26 for cauliflower, and just a mile away, others have to send their kids to school hungry. I invite you all to joining me in raising a little hell. Go create, convert, and work with 100% for purpose organizations. The world cannot wait. We can and must build organizations and systems differently. And in doing so, we can use capitalism's mighty power in service of justice. Thank you.
That was Alex Amuyel at TED at BCG in 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Autumn Thompson, and Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swap Scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.